Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 12th of January, recording at 9:25 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at today's highlights. The Asian stock markets were mostly a little bit easier. South Korea was an exception, up 1%. The European stock markets were quiet and mixed, although there was one exception, a good gain of over 2% by the Italian MIB index. And in the Americas, we had mostly modest gains, very small. The best one was the NASDAQ, up 0.5%. And I see actually Brazil closed out with a really tiny decline. In long-dated government bond prices, we saw a little bit of easing here today. The U.S. dollar was a little weaker. The Aussie's back up to 1.0339. The euro rallied here today to 1.2821. And sterling is, well, unchanged. So 153.38. The precious metals, for the most part, edged a little bit higher. Gold is at 1650. Platinum at 1500. Palladium weakened a little bit. And silver is firm at $30.20. Grain and bean complex, sharp declines here for wheat, corn, and soybeans. Corn was limit down. More on that in a moment. And the industrial metals were mostly a little bit firmer. And copper had another good day here overall. Crude oil prices, they weakened. And we've got Brent back down below $112, and the NYMEX is back below $100, currently at $99.14. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, in terms of stock markets, the action's been good, as you know, since the middle of December. For a number of these stock markets, we do have some short-term overbought conditions. You can see that on the stochastic indices. Nevertheless, the positive action, positive start to the year, some improving news would cause me to say that we would need some downward dynamics now to check the momentum beyond brief consolidations. We can expect some consolidations as former highs are tested, and the NASDAQ's not that far off doing that right now. But as I say, overall good action. So downward dynamics to check the current upside would be required, and really we'd need to see the December reaction lows taken out to indicate clear technical deterioration. So overall, a favorable picture there. Now, in terms of news events today, there were several that were relevant. First, Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank, came out and said that the region is stabilized, and I think that's certainly correct. My hunch is that having made those cheap loans available to the banking sector, that he'll soon say, perhaps not publicly, but certainly privately, to various heads of state that the ECB has done its bit here in a sort of a round leg type of quantitative easing, and getting around the limitations of its charter to do that. And we'll say that it's back to the politicians to work this out a little bit more. I mean, my hunch is that we'll get at some stage this year another write down of Greek debt. That's hardly going to be a disaster. The market's already signaling that. But I don't. Well, there's no move to. And there won't be any move to expel any country from the European Union. That was a concern at year end. And there's no evidence yet that any country is thinking about leaving the EU, and that would require a national referendum to take place. So all those stories about Germany printing Deutschmarks, we even had a, received a report on that that I dismissed a few months ago. And Owen told me today that there had even he'd even seen reports that Ireland was printing punts, which is former currency. Well, I think that's all market chatter, and some of it mischievous, obviously. So I think we're on a trajectory here where the European crisis will, in terms of terminology, we constantly refer to it as European crisis, that will slowly morph into the European recession. Not so far cry, as I say, from the expectations that we were seeing and hearing at around year end. And it's encouraging. Now, in that oil price setback that I mentioned today came relatively late in the trading day, and there's just a short announcement saying that the EU had postponed import embargoes against Iran for at least 6 months. And the setback that we have seen here this evening really, I feel, confirms my own hunch that I've mentioned on a number of occasions, that the strength the strength that we were seeing in oil futures was due far more to fears over production, leading to a little bit of speculative demand in there, due to the fears over production, due to tensions mainly regarding Iran, but also concerns about Nigeria and Iraq. But it was due to that rather than any increase in demand. We will get an increase in demand at some stage within the next couple of years, but that will require stronger GDP growth. So the key variable here is supply, but not only supply, but supply expectations, which can cause some speculative activity to occur. And what else to mention that's significant? Well, the USDA reports came out on the grain and bean complex, and they were sharply, well, they indicated higher than anticipated stocks, so suggesting that the shortage in the United States was easing. And that caused corn to move limit down. It's had a 40-cent limit, bounced around there for a little bit, but then closed down on the limit. And we had a sharp setback in wheat and soybeans as well. Smaller reaction in rough rice, which is far less affected by that announcement. Now, John McIntosh was called me and was very surprised by the results, and sent his apologies to any subscribers who may have purchased corn against the background of his bullish sentiment. I didn't, or I didn't, because I prefer to buy commodities after setbacks. Had corn been at a low price, I almost certainly would have had a nibble, but it had had a good recovery. It recovered over a dollar, so I did not want to do that. I don't like to pay up for commodity markets generally. John went on to say that he thinks that U.S. data will get revised as the year progresses. And so he doesn't see how they reach that calculation, but nevertheless, that's the official figure, not his. And it's taken any prospect of near-term steam out of those grain markets, and that will be good in terms of overall food price inflation and inflation concerns. And also, it will make some of these grains more interesting trades, in my opinion, later in the year, if we see some evidence of steadying and support building, or if we see oversold conditions to the downside. But I wouldn't be doing anything in here today. And I think that's pretty much it. Now, I have an early evening completion tomorrow. Due to a concert. So Owen will be doing the big picture long-term audio outlook, and he's promised to keep it under 2 hours. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.